The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back, America. To you at Woodstock 50 years ago this week. But I'm talking now about the Russian nuclear explosion with Senator Tom Cotton. He's of Arkansas. He's on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Good morning, Senator. Welcome back.
Good morning, Hugh. It's good to be back on with you as always.
Two alarming reports this morning. One from Hong Kong as troops mass across the border and have begun to pour into Hong Kong as the demonstrations go on. And then this amazing story, they're going to have to evacuate a large part of northern Russia near their nuclear testing site. What do you know and what can you tell us about what went wrong in Russia? Is it another Chernobyl?
More than I can tell you, Hugh. Well, let's just say that Russia is very secretive when it comes to their nuclear enterprise. They're not exactly a transparent government. And what happened up on their Arctic Circle appears with growing evidence to be a very severe incident. It also calls into question, it would appear, the safety and the technology they are employing in their nuclear modernization program. It's something that the U.S. government monitors very closely, of course, but not something that I can get into any further detail.
Is there anything that the government can do? Or let me phrase this in the form of a question you can answer. If there was a threat to the surrounding region by ambient radiation, such as followed the Japanese reactor meltdown, would the United States government warn people in the path of that radiation?
I think you can count on the United States government, Hugh, to do what we could to help protect innocent life and the environment. But that's different on whether you can count on the Russian government and whether the Russians would provide us with any kind of information or access that our government needs to provide that kind of assistance.
I doubt they would as well. I'm just wondering, if we have the instruments capable of detecting radiation on the move via airwaves, we would tell people, right?
I think you could count on the United States government to protect innocent life and the environment. It's just harder to do when you're dealing with a government like Russia as opposed to a government like Japan.
It looks like a mess, and it looks like their cruise missile blew up, but let's leave it there. Hong Kong, the airport is shut a second day. We've seen tapes, I've retweeted them, of trucks of troops pouring into Hong Kong. What do you think is happening there, Senator? You gave a message last week. Do you stand by it?
Yes, Hugh, let me reiterate my message from your show last week. It would be a grave mistake of historic proportions if Beijing were to flood into Hong Kong with the People's Armed Police and the People's Liberation Army to crack down on Hong Kongers. If Beijing cracked down on Hong Kong, it would require a fundamental reassessment of our relation with their country, the kind that should have happened after Tiananmen Square.
What is your recommendation? I think that Xi should fire Carrie Lam and that's the obvious way to settle the population down and reaffirm two systems, one country, but he's not doing anything like that right now.
Well, these protests started, Hugh, as you know, about an extradition law that would have allowed Beijing to extradite anyone in Hong Kong accused of a crime to the mainland, a fundamental breach of the 1984 Joint Declaration with Great Britain, by which Great Britain returned Hong Kong to Chinese control. Even after that bill was tabled, Carrie Lam refuses to withdraw it entirely, and therefore, as you say, the protests have sprawled even larger and over greater grievances and concerns about the one country, two systems approach, which has another 28 years at a minimum of life based on the joint declaration. I suspect that Xi Jinping doesn't want to lose face by telling Carrie Lam to resign in the face of these protests, but it's not clear either what would stop these protests. And again, the risk to life if Beijing were to crack down in Hong Kong is severe. You're talking about protests with hundreds of thousands of people. Not hundreds, not thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
With that warning note, let me ask my last question. I went to meet the press on Sunday and in the Washington Post on Saturday to explicitly declare, I do not believe the president is a racist white supremacist. Five leading Democrats have called him a white supremacist. What do you make of that rhetoric, Senator Cotton?
Overheated campaign trail rhetoric and partisan theatrics, in many cases from failing presidential candidates who are trying to get airtime. It certainly doesn't help after the kind of shootings we saw in Dayton and El Paso to bind up the nation's wounds, to express that kind of exaggerated rhetoric. It's fine to have policy differences. I know that a lot of the Democrats want to adopt more gun control measures, but that kind of rhetoric certainly doesn't help the nation.
I agree. I think it also defines Democrats very far to the left. I don't know if your opponent in Arkansas, if you even have one, they're just going over the left edge.
Well, Hugh, their proposals in those debates so far have done a pretty good job of defining pretty far to the left.
It really is remarkable. I have not seen a party self-destruct this way. And they don't know it because they're in the bubble. They all think it's going great. And the rest of the country between the 40s says, wow, those people are nuts. Senator Tom Cotton, always a pleasure to talk to you. I hope Beijing listens. We will post the audio and transcript of that shortly. Don't go anywhere, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.